skin. No one's near and a listening, so please don't say good.
Morning Detour, take it away.
Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Feels so right. Feels so right.
You are now tuned into the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We used to be guerrillas. All we had is what we could take and defend. Truth is, you're more of a man today than you were yesterday.
How do you figure?
It's a red tide, Lester, this life of ours. The shit they make us eat. Day after day, the boss, the wife, etc., wearing us down. If you don't stand up to it, let them know you're still an ape. Deep down, where it counts, you're just gonna get washed away.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let's get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5, no, this not a Challenger. Big one. I keep some members with me in the fridge. The coat seats, they some caliber. Get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5, no, this not a Challenger. Get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5, no, this not a Challenger. Get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5, no, this not a Challenger. Passenger, this a G5, no, this not a Challenger. Big one. I keep some members with me in the fridge. The coat seats, they some cannibals. Eaters. They like to geek. Drink a whole bottle, wake up and repeat. She took a look, mixed it with the chill out. Now she say she saying 3D. Wow. I go in the jungle and they got a coat. I bet I come out with a meme. I bet I do this for the fam, cause it's bigger than me. Big. Color stones in my infinity lane. And in the factory masterpiece. I call on twin, could that be my brother? We got the same roller, he matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me, like the sun of song. Carrots, song, pointers. Woo. All these commas, I want fun. Fun. Me go gunners out the jungle. Me buy it off. Cake on me, no funnel. Ooh, cash. Drop top, feeling like stunner. Drop top. KD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet. Ooh. Smoke my pilot. Ooh. Take the revive to the tropics. Trap it. I was outside just serving narcotics. Narcotics. Ooh. Pay me that stick. Nah. Made one wrong move, just pop it. Pop it. Living on broke with the flooded out in the hotel lobby.
Slide. I got the bows in the shooter that's ready to rob. Rapping and flipping the books to survive. See, I'm in my hole, we gon' go off a eye. Tell him to slide, cause I ain't no pussy, bitch, sub a computer. I'm with the shooters, they aim at you, don't throw shots with the Ruger. What bitches is jealous, they envious, I'm putting numbers up, why they be drilling me? The bitches don't matter me, cause of my flow and my parts, and the OGs be feeling me. Nikki be feeling me, Foxy be feeling me, cause I be matching the energy. I fuck with the realists, and really these bitches be jelly, cause they want the seat I'm in. I fuck with the realists, and really I'm popping the pretty, ain't no seeing me. I fuck with the baddest, and only the maddies be saying they ain't really feeling me. Slide. I got the bros in the shooter that's ready to rob. Rapping and flipping up books to survive. See, I'm in my hole, we gon' go off a eye.
Best to run out dining, I want light sauce. Light sauce. Drinking like this, my damn seat when the lights off. Best to run out dining, I want light sauce. Light sauce. Drinking like this, my damn seat when the lights off. Best to run out dining, I want light sauce. Light sauce. Drinking like this, my damn seat when the lights off. Third, I always watch these niggas fake and phony. My hired one of my homies.
Rory, skin the ice, stop rolling. Smokey, California, my new garments got an odor. Fridge been full of needle, got producers in my soda. Louis V. Virgil laces, look like walk hard. They told me I wasn't gonna make it if you ain't grind hard. Look at how far we made it. I told them they thought I was crazy. Young gunna been hot. I chop in the spot, it got raided. I custom the watch. Two-tone, the president, Elliot made it. Your Cuban, he look like it's faded. We can't do the minimum wages. I'm a big dog, money tall like King Kong. Heard the millions talk, when it bought me three phones. I can be long, told the hoop, leave me be long. I didn't cheat and chong, come with you on to each his own. Had to find my space, I was just keeping my mind straight. Body broke, next to gate, acting like they don't know crime pace. I'm in a different mind state, running to the ends in the fast pace. We like to call it red race, came out of hood and got good taste. Restaurant, I dine in, I want light sauce. Drinking like this, my diamonds, it when the lights off. I thought I always watching these niggas fake and phony. Grind harder, one of my homies, getting the ice, stop rolling. Smoking California, my new garments got an odor. Full of need all my producers in my soda. Movie Virgil laces look like walk hard. They told me I wasn't gonna make it if you ain't grind hard.
So f***ing selfish. She want me to yourself and not be no one else's. Knowing that you leave my heart helpless. You shut me down so much that you can't help it. Arguments and conversations popping off. Take you out to Saks where we can shop it off. Can I floor and brick or you gon' tie me off? You so f***ing selfish, you won't stop it up. So f***ing selfish. She want me to yourself and not be no one else's. Knowing that you leave my heart helpless. You shut me down so much that you can't help it. Arguments and conversations popping off. Take you out to Saks where we can shop it off. Can I was floor and brick or you gon' tie me off? You so f***ing selfish, you won't stop it up, yeah. Cash out that bag, I cash your feelings out. Till the morning we can make love, do you feel me now? Got you spinning into my feelings and you still in route. This ain't the time for this, oh no. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now. Oh no. Oh no. So f***ing toxic. You rather hold on to me even when I'm not. Arguments, you got it, you got it, yeah. You may have got it, but you not slick, oh no. Arguments and conversations popping off. Take you out to Saks where we can shop it off. Can I floor and brick or you gon' tie me off? You so f***ing selfish, you won't stop it up. Cash out that bag, I got your feelings out. We'll be till the morning, you can feel me now. Spinning in my feelings and they still it raw. No, this ain't the time for this. Oh no, you know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now. You know I'm taking care of me right now.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hyped this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
We love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I gotta talk to him in the morning, man. It's rainy this morning. I can't even tell dates anymore. I'm letting the good sunny days wash us away. It's the more detour on the MyCKT 90.3 FM. We are overloaded this morning. We are overloaded this morning. We got the girl with the dragon tattoo. We got the Porsche kisses, no kissing booth. I'm giving them bars little by little. I'm building it together like Drake. It's the morning detour. It's a mixed bag of nuts this morning. You know, we have some good stuff to talk about. We also got some sad news as well. But, you know, let's kick it off. DJ Manion, the ones and twos. The real Sweatliners in the building. The Billboard Queen. I got a new joke, a new story, Portia. I saw her face once again when I was in Montreal. God damn. Can I get one billboard here tomorrow, Detour? Man, Montreal, my city. Wherever you are in the city, in the country, I bid you a good morning. We're coming to you live from DJ Kicks, the leader in sportswear, clothing. We got new bikes here. I know some of them is electric. Yeah. I see a three-wheeler for you in the back there, so Atlanta. But Montreal, my city, you know I do things. Look, I do a Drake morning.
Gotta
Let's
hold
go.
My head high with two dry eyes. I told you everything is fine, dog, but I lied. I be trying to draw the line, but it's a fine line. And I'm drowning out the noise from the sideline. Sometimes it's louder than the voice I got in my mind. I can't even hear myself when I get quiet time. Like how they telling me I'm done when I'm in my prime. They been trying to push the narrative since 09. And they even had my ass convinced a couple times. But that ain't even a half, I had tougher times. Only look for sympathy inside my mother's eyes. And it's whatever with them niggas on the other side. We got problems we can never really put aside. I cracked the door for us all, put my foot inside. I tried to kill them boys with kindness, but they wouldn't die. So now I kill them off acting like they couldn't die. Yeah. My hard work doesn't just pay off, it pays all the family debts off. I'm taking heads off, future out here like Urban Azoff. Houses paid off, label paid off. My soul for the money wasn't the trade-off. Unlike most of you boys that fade off, I feel guilty taking some days off. Please don't Google my net worth, the numbers are way off. I mean, if you comparing it to what I really made off with, I'm more like Bernie with all the earnings that they came off. Trust me, it was nothing light, Holmes. They tried to give me a slice of the pie and I took the knife home. Can't picture being a hubby, finger too stubby to fit a ring on. Unless Kawhi wanna run it back. Other than that, the strings will be unattached. Certified lover boy, I'm not the one for cuddling or none of that. Y'all music gets watered down when you love them back. And you know what I'm on, blowing past you, owning masters. Said you like a father figure to me, but now daddy's not around, so I'm a bastard. Oh, of course, the only villain that show remorse when I owe you more. Soft spot for all of the ones that came before I came.
Sometimes when I sit back and really let it register.
You can't play some regular people. You can't play some regular people. You know, community radio, you're not supposed to play top 40 hits. I don't know if the beats is on this one just yet. It's that new Churchill Downs, that Drake, that Jack Harlow. This one is deep.
When I sit back and really let it register,
we're going to let Jack talk a little bit, Maddie, and then we'll go into the Drake.
I mean, the world's in denial, but they all know what I'm headed for. We about to feed these youngins to the metaverse. Meanwhile, I'm over here just trying to pen a verse. Cause I'm done being extra with the extroverts. The label used to wonder how I'm supposed to stand next to Vert. Probably never thought that I would get these legs to work. Extra work, that's why I show up in a sweatshirt and let it burn. The world's mine, I just say, f*** it, let it turn. The girl's mine, I just say, f*** it, have a turn. The goats call me to the side like, can we have a word? I could've fronted, but I did this how I preferred. I know I should be humble, but it's something I just haven't learned. Soon enough, I had to make these bad habits burn. Soon enough, we about to come and get the shit we earn. You're not a fan now, but I remember when you used to be fanned out. I guess it's when the whole world loves you, people only got one way to stand out. All that time in the kitchen finally panned out. I put some flavor in the pot and took the bland out. I know my grandpa would have a heart attack if I pulled 100 grand out. So I'm not gonna pull 100 grand out. I'm hip hop, do you fully understand? Fully automatic with the jams and it don't jam. At the shows I'm about to start handing out programs, cause y'all need to get with the program. I'm a grown man, call me pops, fuck around and take your phone. Man, everybody know Jack, but they don't know Jack, man. They just know I got the flows and the packed out shows. Ain't too many cons when you playing with the pros, except for how your life get exposed. But I make that sacrifice for the life that I chose. I know in Toronto they got salt for the roads, but school's closed in Kentucky, so I like when it snowed. The kids carry chopsticks, not for rice in a bowl. School counselors all know how their life is at home. Cold like the Minnesota Vikings at home. Before I met Drizzy, I knew he and I would get along. But it's hard to crack jokes when you really want advice. I mean, what's it like to touch gold every time you touch a mic? Touching heights, no one gets to touching life. Right, young bachelor, what's a wife? Once in a lifetime, till I say I want it twice. One of a kind, know your everything is one of mine. Wanted posters with my face, they know who I'm wanted by. Yeah.
Yeah.
hearts and heated floors. No parental guidance, I just see divorce. Therapy sessions, I'm in the waiting room reading Forbes.
You know I need help.
Abandonment issues, I'm getting treated. Yeah.
Oh man, this is Drake at his best, Portia. This is Drake at his best. Oh man.
Yeah. Cold hearts and heated floors. No parental guidance, I just see divorce. Therapy sessions, I'm in the waiting room reading Forbes. Abandonment issues, I'm getting treated for. How much water can I fit under the bridge before it overflows? My son's gotta learn that forgiveness is a lonely road. The crib's on his wheel like motorhomes. Blood to try and test us like they know what we own. Chubbs got the magazine cover like Rolling Stone, cause we already know how they rock, they throwing stones. Whenever you getting bigger, there's growing pains. I got enough pull to make the city start throwing games. I'm out here making a mockery. I got my realtor out here playing Monopoly. How can I address you when you don't own property? They only finesse you when you don't move properly. Destined for the win, but you don't get a prize out of me. I'm destined for the top, but you can't get a rise out of me. 750 for the round canaries and they glittering. Man, you drop trash, you littering. I'm over-delivering to the point it's belittling. I mean, the PTSD is triggering.
We even
the
profit is sinking in. The stones are shimmering.
Came from the north, but I got hot as so ain't no shivering. Yeah. Lucky me, people that don't with me are linking up with people that don't with me. It's getting ugly. And every situation is transactional, and everything they saying is irrational, and every way they moving is promotional. Everybody's acting irreplaceable, it's like they ain't disposable. My urges for revenge are uncontrollable. I know we're getting older though. Yeah. But I gotta get in back for that. It's non-negotiable, it's not even debatable. I'm getting so rich, my music's not even relatable. I blow a head up, it's an inflatable. Baby blue G class, I feel like a kid again. Praying on my downfall don't make you religious, man. All I hear is plug talk coming from middlemen. All I hear is tall tales coming from little men. When I say I'm very rarely referring to women. Most of the I know and they not even women. I know that sounds like I'm being funny, I'm not even kidding. Same ones that say they running, say they running, say they running.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
That's a nice little slow flow this morning. As the rain rushes down on your window, Portia. I got PTSD from over the weekend thinking about Portia's boot at Taboo. I don't know if you guys saw Portia's boot on Taboo. Those are some big chocolate titties you had there. Listen, was I supposed to do like a parental advisory this morning on the show or something? I don't know. We getting spicy here. Montreal might say, good morning, good morning. 7:16 in the morning. You are locked into the Morning Detour. For the next 2 hours, I'll give you the best in news, reviews, and interviews. Everybody's in the building. We are overloaded. Once again, it's a movie this morning. We have the queen of the billboards. The other morning, I was rushing downtown Saturday, Portia. And I came out Eden Center. No, you know I lied. I came out Montreal Trust. I'm minding my business, Portia. I'm looking around. You know, I'm the type of guy, people that know me, I walk fast on the streets. Mm-hmm. I go from point A to point B very fastly. I came out, Big Will, looking around. A bus passes by. Yo, I see Svetlana's face. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. I haven't slept right in days. You know, we don't talk about the shooting in Texas, don't die. I haven't slept right in days. But I come out the Montreal Trust, and I see the bus, and I see Svetlana on the bus, and I stopped. Because I thought I was in Erie, Indiana. You know, you guys remember that show, Erie, Indiana. I felt I was in a Twilight Zone. I was in a warp zone. I said, how could this be? I've been going back and forth STM for weeks. Trying to get the numbers right. No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I feel that me, Maddie, and Portia, whoever's on more deal, but no matter what happens, Portia, I'm going on a bus of Portia regardless. Portia looks great. And then once again, Solana beats me to the punch.
I think you know, you need a billboard in New York City to get that bus easier, you know? That'll help you out.
Of course, she got it right.
Help you out.
She's everywhere, you know. If I was moving like other Montrealers, I'll be a hater. Be like, no, I ain't gonna bring her on the show. She has all the billboards. But I welcome it. I love it. But good morning, Solana. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
The girl with the dragon tattoo, you're on everything. I see you're gearing up for another Fashion Week in New York. Swimsuit edition now. Yeah. Goddamn, how many different editions does New York have, Portia? Listen, I think Portia Kisser might be a good little model. A good little model option. I'm just saying, I like to bring people together. You know how we do this Morning Detour.
Of course.
I look sexy in one of them bathing suits.
We will get into Big Will in a little bit. I worry you not, Montreal, my city. But so, Lana, you have so much to talk about. Yeah. I feel like every month your life changes.
It does.
They say the first week of May is mental health awareness, but, you know, yeah. I like to say it's the whole month. So this morning we'll talk about mental health. We're obviously going to talk about the shooters and all that. But for a long time, you've been an advocate. You've been in some trials and tribulations in your life.
Yeah.
So, listen, I don't know how you still standing. I want some of your fortitude. I can tell you that right now. But I hear you're changing titles. You go under many banners. You're an advocate for a lot of different things, yeah. You know, as well a photographer. A lot of people know you're a photography enthusiast as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I am.
You're a model. Mm-hmm. And now you're a fashion designer.
Yeah, it's official now because New York Fashion Week says that I'm a fashion designer. I stamped it. That was my first show.
Here we go. Here we go again with the continue flex. The swimwear is called Woosa. It's eco-friendly, so you and the turtles have become one. I tell you, I already have the first commercial in my head. We're going to put Big Will. We're going to lather him up.
Yes, Big Will.
I'm trying to get all the sponsorships. Banana oil.
Yes.
Corona. Listen, yep. you tell me I couldn't sell some Corona beer with Snoop Dogg and them in a commercial? Is that what we're talking about? Yo, we're going to bathe Big Will
like
and
a
banana boat. You don't want to help your fellow black sister, your Nigerian sister. Someone told me the other day, isn't Svetlana Russian? I said, oh, I know she's Nigerian.
Yeah. Because your name, when you would say it before, I was like, she's Russian?
I'm Russian, Ukrainian, and Nigerian.
I don't know, man. I think a lot of people focus on the wrong things, but we're going to dive more into a lot of your new, are we going to break some news here this morning and tell us a little bit what's going on?
Yeah, well, you ask me the right question and you might find out.
Woosa.
Woosa, everybody. A state of clarity and calmness.
You know, you guys are getting a treat this morning. You guys are getting Svetlana and, of course, Portia Kisser from Smash the Sweet MT. How are you doing, Portia?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm blessed. You had a great weekend. I saw you at Taboo shining.
Yes, it was super fun.
So was that your first time you showcasing publicly in front of a crowd?
Yes,
your
it
brand
was.
And chocolate? So how did you take
it
that
was,
in?
It was the first time, and it was explicit stuff. So it was, like, it was very interesting to, like, see people's reaction to it because the first thing they're going to see from me is, like, big chocolate titties. So, but it was fun, and I definitely got... orders from that.
No, that's the whole
point.
Thank you for throwing that.
That was amazing.
Listen, I had a great time. But I tell people, you don't only do sexually suggestive stuff. You do stuff for kids. You do Frozen and Harry Potter. Yes. But for me, I always go back to this when I talk to you. I think we got to do a special Barbie line.
I went as crazy as I could with the Barbie for you, okay?
How did you do the little fake money?
I printed out.
God damn, it's great, man. You're a creative person. A lot of people don't give you enough credit. They think you're just a pretty face. I tell people you're mad smart. That's hard to do those chocolate stuff.
It's when you have a passion for it, it's easy.
No, but it's a real, like, yo, you really have an eye for it. That's really dope.
I appreciate it.
All right, let's get into some dopeness here this morning, people. Mixed bag of nuts. We try to go. I get a black pen. We try to go from good to sad. So I don't know what's going on in the States. You know, I don't know. We got to change these gun laws. But I think it's really people. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because people shoot guns. I know the NRA will be like, yeah, listen, Weezy, let's get Weezy to get on a podium for us. Mm-hmm. But something's got to get. Something's going on. Something in the water. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but back-to-back weeks, tragedy strikes again. So on May 24th, our 18-year-old Salvador Ramos fatally shot 19 students.
Yeah.
Elementary school. These weren't even teenagers. 19 students. Mm-hmm. Two teachers, wounded 17 others. This is out there in Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
Yep.
I try to understand a little bit sometimes. You know, I know we're talking about mental health illness this morning. I try to understand, like, how can someone wake up in the morning? Okay, you don't like kids, cool. You don't like bad people, cool. But how do you wake up in the morning and go that extra step and be like, you know, I'm going to go to elementary school and I'm going to show the place? You would think, as human beings, like, kids, you know, kids and wives are typically off limits.
Yeah.
But now, I feel like, I know we're going to talk about this. there's like this... a rupture in the ocean. So now they're saying there's like the Sharkano. So there's a rupture. I'm gonna get to it in a little bit. There's a rupture in the ocean. So basically, there's like a prehistoric shark that's coming, that's pushing through. It's like Meg 2. We're living it all over, like for real. And so I keep thinking, like, yo, I feel like we're like in a warped time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a hole in the world and all the demons are coming out. Because you need to be a special individual to wake up in the morning, shoot your grandmother in the face.
And she took you out to Olive Garden for your birthday.
Yeah.
Who shoots Granny? Who shoots Granny? You guys be a special kind of individual. And then go to school and shoot kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, you know, and the main question I want to ask you guys more, because we have Counselor Khan. He has a degree in counseling psychology from McGill. We have Audley Cole. He just wrote a book called Oddly Enough. Mm-hmm. We are going to give away some at 8 o'clock as well. And that's because his battles with bipolar disease as well. We have Solana with us, you know, years in the game, being an advocate for all many different types of things, mental illness being one of them.
Yeah.
So one of the questions I asked everybody, I'm going to ask you in Portia this morning, is that when people do awful things, is it always a mental illness? Because when I do the news, even the gentleman, singer, whatever the case name is, that beat up the little 10-year-old girl in the East End. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying, you know, psychiatrists saying, well, listen, he going to get off. He wasn't all there. And same thing I was talking about last week with you guys, that they passed that new bill, that if you're a little bit too drunk, Svetlana, and I wish you were there, because I know that, if you're a little bit too drunk, you could behave badly. That, you know what I mean? That could be recourse. So I'm like, what kind of world are we living in now? So everybody could behave badly, and I could just run behind this whole kind of mental illness. And now this marginalizes people that really do have mental illness.
Exactly, yeah. It does.
That really do have problems. Mm-hmm. So I want to open up there. I'm, you know, get you guys' thoughts and reactions. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to the family and friends affected by the shooting out there in Uvalde, Texas. A husband whose wife was a teacher had a heart attack. And then you guys say energy don't exist. Mm-hmm. And then you guys say spirits don't exist. Mm-hmm. Imagine a force so strong. Imagine a bond so strong that when you lose your partner, your whole body breaks down.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sad, but a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing and sad.
His nephew said he died of a broken heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever seen that before is my best friend, Mikey D, his stepdad, when his mom died, the year after he died, too.
Wow.
Yeah, so that really hurts. So let me get you guys' thoughts and reactions, how you guys feel about mental illness. Because for me, I'll obviously, Mr. Salvador's a little bit off his rockers.
Yes.
But still, for me, I don't think that's a justification to be like, you know what, we're going to put him in, what do they call those little nursery homes for guys, you know, the criminals? Yeah. What do they call those little places there? No, not the crack house. not the crack house is when you come out.
The mental facility.
They said the mental facility, you're going to jack him with that and do some electrocution on like some Kanye stuff. But no, he should go to Alcatraz. Like, he should go to a real jail.
Yes, for sure.
He should go to San Quentin.
For sure.
How do you shoot 19 students, kids?
Mental illness is definitely real. Like, I have a family member very close to me who has a mental illness. So I know it's a very, very real thing. But there's no excuse. You know, like, I understand not being in your own mind and being able to control it. But if you do something to this degree, that shouldn't be an excuse at all.
Well, as you know, I'm open about living with mental illness because of domestic violence. And, you know, I've gone through situations in my life that I'm like, okay, when I look at these things, I've researched a lot about mental illness over 2 decades. I've spent having my own battles and watching other people go through it. Yeah. Everybody always wants to go towards, well, you know, you're mentally insane, so that you go do your time in a mental health facility or a mental health jail. But you have prisons and you have jail facilities that actually have psychologists that come to see you. You know, when we go back to, they said that he was bullied in school. Well, if you were bullied in school in high school, you're going to an elementary school, okay?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing this at all, but you're going to an elementary school. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you're insane, but there's other underlying mental health issues. Yeah. But you did the crime, okay? Mm-hmm. So you need to go to jail, and hopefully in that facility you go to, they have a psychologist or psychiatrist that'll be able to help you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he did it. He needs to go to prison.
No, but they shot him, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, because I had asked Audley this as well. How were you able to identify that you had a bipolar or that you had some form of mental illness? Because I think for a lot of us black people, it's hard to even identify. Like, you know, even admitting we have a problem. I know me and Audley talked about the Jamaican Hush Society. Because a lot of older West Indian folks, they like to sweep things under the carpet. But for you, Solana, how did you identify, hey, listen, there's something a little bit off here with me?
Well, I didn't know until I took my own life when I woke up in the hospital. I committed suicide. I woke up in a hospital. I was one of the lucky ones that survived. Mm. So I didn't know. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong, and I just wanted it to stop. I was having nightmares. I was sweating. I felt like I was losing my mind, spinning out of control. I wasn't acting like myself. So I just wanted it to stop, and I couldn't get it to stop. I didn't understand what it was. So I just took a whole bunch of pills and some water, a little bit of bleach in it, said, this is going to be my thing. It's going to get me. And I woke up in a hospital with them pumping my stomach. I'm like, okay, something's really wrong here.
Yeah.
So I started to ask the questions, and I gave how I was feeling. And the psychiatrist was like, well, not only did I get one diagnosis, I had like, it was like a menu. Well, you have CPTSD, generalized anxiety, manic depression, clinical depression.
What the hell is generalized anxiety?
Generalized anxiety, literally, it's not like regular anxiety. It literally, you have the foresight to think the most negative outcome of any situation before the good outcome. And you can't even control it.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Generalized anxiety.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is.
That was a Monday for me. I was like, okay.
That's a thing. So people are like, you need to change your mindset. I'm like, listen, I have generalized anxiety. I work hard on my mindset. Obviously, my mindset has gotten me far. But mental illness, it's a real thing. Like you said, Portia, I live with it daily. I have a son who struggles with mental illness, who tried to commit suicide during the pandemic. I've seen it in my own family. I've watched it with friends around me. And in the black community, being half African, listen, they tell you, oh, no, 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 it's witchcraft. Or, you know, it's not that. Or, you know, it's something else. And that's the problem. In the black community, we need to destigmatize mental health even more and say it's okay. And we need to have these conversations.
Yeah, we also need to promote more mental wellness.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do enough of that, you know. Some of us need to go to a park and hug a tree and get into yoga and meditate. No, but for real, like, you know, I've tried all these things. Meditation is good.
Yep.
For a lot of people that have a lot of noise in their mind, meditation will just lead you to focus on your breathing. And once your mind, because your brain can't really focus on multiple things, too many things at the same time. Yep. So once you focus just on the breathing, do meditation, it really starts to calm the noise. I want to get you guys' take on this, because you know, I also this morning, I forgot to shout out, man. Shout out to all the parents, man. Yeah. You know, me, unfortunately, I've been blessed to be a parent. I probably will never be a parent in this lifetime. But I know this week must be gut-wrenching to be a parent, to know that I'm going to send my kids out to school. And, you know, we had shootings over here, too. Yep. They, you know, some reports saying it was close to the Galderie. Some are saying it wasn't close. Just the fact that people are shooting in the vicinity of a daycare is kind of crazy in Montreal.
Yeah.
And they say it's only in the States. But I'm seeing similar things here as well. I'm going to get you guys' take on this one as well. So, accused in assault of the 10-year-old Montreal girl cannot be held criminally responsible, says Pinel psychiatrist. So, the Montreal man charged with severely assaulting a 10-year-old girl who was walking home from school on her lunch break cannot be held criminally responsible for his actions. How so?
So disgusting.
Imagine that. We live in a world now where a grown man can literally assault a 10-year-old black girl and get off with it and say, you know what, I'm mentally ill.
And the pictures of her, like, anyone who would see those pictures of that little girl, I don't know how that's possible.
But also, double back to what I'm saying, too. Like, I was thinking about the kids. I heard audio of one of the kids that survived the shooting. Imagine the level of, like, what story, like, the PTSD after fact. Imagine you survived that shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Imagine you were that 10-year-old girl, that black girl that got assaulted in Montreal. How do you even move forward to that?
It's trauma. It's PTSD. I have complex PTSD, and that's what my father had because he was in the military. He fought in the Korean War. And that kind of PTSD is hardcore. It's the worst one you can have. These kids are going to have that. That's for sure. Parents are going to have it because they're going to be nervous and on edge. And then we're talking about this little 10-year-old girl here. She's definitely going to have PTSD. She's going to have so many issues growing up. She's so young. And for the fact that he's not being held accountable, this is where I have a problem with psychiatrists. Psychiatrists are so focused on the mental illness, and they're not looking at it from a bigger scale and saying, you know what? This person is also a criminal. We can't always put it on mental health issues. If so, everybody's going to say, you know what? I lost my mind.
But this is where we're going. This is where we're trending. And then we got to do it in French because Bill 96 passed. So then you got to suffer your mental illness in French now.
In French, yeah.
Listen, ain't no black person going to the hospital now for their mental illness. But you laugh about it, but it's becoming a bigger and bigger scapegoat. You know what I was thinking about when I think about these mass shooting states? I double back to Dylann Roof. So you guys remember Dylann Roof was the white gentleman that shot up the church full of black people. Yep. I came up in the church, so I was deeply affected by that. And the fact that they took him for Burger King after. It's always mind-boggling me. And then you have guys like Kyle Rittenhouse that went to a whole different state to protect business and stuff, you know, white businesses. And we talked about it last week, Maddie, the vanishing theory. I'd love to get your take on that in the back end of the show. why some Caucasians, a movement online, some Caucasians feel they're going to get erased. But I told you guys 2 years ago, but I think Big Will's in studio, I said that Census America said by 2037, these young dudes are the worst guys ever, man. These guys are taking Shondell's sign literally. Shout out to DJ Kicks. He has an other door sign. He's taking it literal. So they really thought guys really went from the other side and came back down. But yeah, the Dylann Roof always messed me up because, like, yo, he really did that.
Yep.
He really did that. And then they took him out, and then you have Kyle Rittenhouse and went to a whole different state to protect businesses, and he got off as well. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not inciting violence. I'm not inciting a rebellion. At some point, someone's got to give something back to me.
Does he, like, get to go free, like, live life normally?
Calvin House? Yeah.
The guy that did this to a 10-year-old girl.
Well, now they're going to send him to one of those mental institutes then, I guess. Because according to the mental health assessment, you know, whatever test they gave him. But what about the eye test? What about the simple fact... You know, I forgot, it was Arkham Razor, like the simplest solution is always the first thing.
Yeah.
It's real simple to me. He's a grown man that took it upon himself to be on a 10-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we just take things at face value?
Yeah. No, but it's the truth. Yeah. There is mental health issues underlying, but we don't have a prison system that has psychologists there. They do have it. You can isolate him if you feel that, you know, he would be scared, as he should be, going to prison, but you did the crime.
Yeah.
And I'm just sick of the fact that, and listen, when we're going to talk about psychologists, I can tell you, when it comes to psychologists, I was misdiagnosed several times with bipolar disorder, okay, which I didn't have. So when we talk about psychologists and misdiagnosis, it happens all the time. It's just that they don't talk about it. It's the hidden truth. But I'm like, when you pay to go see a psychiatrist, psychologist, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, a lot of money. talk about a lot of money. So I heard a rumor that you're moving away from advocacy. So what's going on? Give us a little insight. What are they going to do without you? Who's going to carry the mantle? Oh, so you're not moving away? What's going on?
Like, you know,
every week you send me a different message. We, you know, unfortunately, means a lot. We have kind of this convoluted relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just entertaining on a whole different level. So Lana's one of my... not like that.
No.
So Lana's one of my celebrity friends. So when you have celebrity friends, the conversation is kind of different.
Yeah.
So every week it changes. Look at this young guy. I heard you doing an interview after OG Marco. OG Marco in the building. The young gun. So what's going on, Solana? You're still doing so. I know after 8 o'clock we'll talk about Wusa, the new swimwear. We have Big Will, the featured model.
Definitely.
I'm about to Photoshop Big Will's picture. Bro. The ladies love the belly, dog. What are you talking about? Ladies love big guys. Yo, low key, big guys have made a comeback during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's not play everybody don't love a big guy. God damn. I mean, we like the men that know how to survive. Shout out to Kaya Pesh, man. We'll talk about the kayaking after. But yeah, so what are you up to now, Savannah? I know you have the fashion designing thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen you do your photography in a while, so there might be an exhibition for that. I don't know how much things you're going to do at once, and I keep seeing your face everywhere. So what's going on?
Well, as you know, I put out a contest for a billboard. I wanted to take, you know, some people from Montreal or in Quebec. Then I decided to spread it out because I put out the contest, and I'm like, what's going on, Montreal? I'm giving you an opportunity to be on a billboard, and... crickets until I started opening up the contest to other places. They're like, oh, I'm here. I'm in Montreal and I want to be a part of it.
No.
Dude, don't sleep on that. It's a big opportunity to be on a billboard in Times Square in New York City, honey.
1,000%.
No, you should just call me. I got Porsche ready. Porsche is ready for the billboard.
Listen, Weezy wants to be on a billboard, a buzz.
We're
going to make it happen.
I know Montreal, we listen. You know, we familiar. We friends. We've been doing this show for a while. We're not going to open up to you guys. I'm tired. DJ Maddie with the mix of the instrumentals. I'm tired of driving around in my little HRV, and every time I pull up behind the bus, I see a little trio from Virgin. I'm seeing a little twosome from Beat FM. Oh, by the way, I am on the panel for Black Urban Music and Radio.
They had me up there
with the big wig. CKT said, listen, Louise, we want to send you to represent the station. I said, Louise, I don't know if I'm the right choice. I might get a little more passionate than other people.
That's what they need.
It's community radio, commercial radio, and satellite radio. Some of the heads of all that's going to come together on a panel. We'll talk about urban music and the lack of. I only got one question for the guys from Beat and Shaman, all those guys. How come there's no black guys up on your station? But one of the major differences, real quick, between commercial radio and community radio is scripted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Louise and CKT offered me the freedom to come up here, and I can do any show I want to do.
There you go.
Within reason, but... I can do it. Yeah, but when you do commercial, it's a little bit more scripted.
Yeah.
And like, you know, because it's ad driven.
It's like money, the news.
It's money driven. So I like where I'm at with it. So Lana, so back to the madness.
I will never leave advocacy. Like somebody said, it's a part of me. I like the fight. I like going out there. I like speaking for the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing it in fashion.
Yeah.
I'm advocating in fashion. Anybody saw the fashion show in New York City? What I did was I had 16 black models and two white models and one Asian. People are like, why'd you do that? I said, because in the fashion world, in high fashion, the quota is per every 5 white models, you can have 1 black model. I was a model for years in New York, so I know the quota. So I said, no, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And this show, I want my curvy girls. I said, so for the casting, I said, you better bring me some girls who like to eat. Right. Okay?
Yeah. I should, right. Listen, shout out to New York with the specials, man. If you never got the Chinese food from around the corner, from Ming and Dum. You know, sales, you know, back in the day, me and sales were running the streets. It'd be 375. Mm-hmm. You got the 4-piece with the fried rice.
Yes.
You know, inflation is real. I just see with the gas price. So we're up to 510, 525.
Okay.
But come on. You're going to eat that box 3 times, Portia. 525. One time, me and sales coming up the I-95. We just left New York. This one, Cammy just came out with a joint that looked kind of like the Lex. I know your husband. Mm. He know what I'm talking about. But they recalled it. Some Indian joint. But I mean, we're flying up. I think it's winter. Sales is behind me. Big Will, hot sales. And I'm, you know me, I kill road. And I'm mashing the snow. I remember sales, I'll never forget this about sales. One of my dopest friends. Sales tapped me on the shoulder. He said, yo, Doc, yo, I'm not in a hurry still, you know. We get to my job. No, I forget that. When I think of sales, I always draw back to that story, man. Okay, so let's play some more music. What you going to play? I'm going to let Maddie do him for a little bit, man. We got a future NFL guy. So I'm going to open up the line. So if you're trying to get with him, now's the time to get with him. He's about to get signed. He's a starting wide receiver for the Syracuse. I've been to Syracuse a couple of times. They got a friggin' Hilton on the campus.
Yeah, they do.
And when you play on the sports team, before game day, you got to stay at the hotel.
Oh.
Yo, it's a real Hilton Porsche, like the 5-star one.
Okay.
On the campus.
Mm-hmm. Fire.
I've been in Syracuse a couple times. Shout out to my boy Chris Joe. I've actually coached on the NCAA court over there as well. But the football team, let's talk about these guys. Mm-hmm. I got jokes. The homie called himself Dame Dollar. He's ready for the NFL contract. So again, you know, we're celebrating Black Excellence, but I do want to talk to him about PTSD, especially in football, you know, with the concussions and also the mental illness. A lot of pressure being a Canadian athlete, playing football in the States, being a star, a lot of hate. You know, I want to hear from the, you know, from the council.
We all know about the hate.
My Nigerian sister.
I can tell you.
So hopefully he'll give us some stories. I know for a fact, because he can't lie about it. My man Chris Joe played for Syracuse. He was a star. I know how you guys get treated. I know you guys get treated like gods in the club. I want to hear all the stories. We'll get it coming up. Dame Dollar coming up next. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Necessarily, they say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
One night could feel like 4 days.
places I'd rather leave behind. People who would see me in the street and not say hi. But then they see some success, so they call me. Tell me that they impressed, cause they want a part of it. Huh, you want a part of it. Well, I don't want your number or your company. That's why I'm gonna be the first one to leave your party for the club. Bottle full of bub. That's because you made a mess and it cannot be undone. I'm into making friends, I ain't into making love. You can take your hugs, you can take it, but don't come find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Look, ladies, you made a mess again, it can't be undone. I'm into making amps, I ain't into making love. You can take your hugs, you can take your love. You can't pick and choose when you're on my side. Leave through the lows and try stay for the highs. Love to the people who are steady in my life, oh. And you are not them back friend, no. Real ones don't come and go like trend, no. Pick me up, then drop me off like rental. You decided before that you ain't a part of it. That's why I'm gonna be the first one to leave your party for the club. Bottle full of bub. That's because you made a mess and it cannot be undone. I'm into making friends, I ain't into making love. You can take your hugs, you can take it, but don't come find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. The babies, you made a mess again, it can't be undone. You can take your love. You say that'll make us equal. Treat you, treat you. I never mistreated you. No matter how you say it, that'll make us equal. Leave you, leave you. I don't believe you. No matter what you say, there ain't ever gonna be a sequel. That means you escape all your evil.
Why jig a bag something? Watch the platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best scrapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl. Take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. You seen the Jesus, dip the H classes, ice project off light, shit flashes, blind and broke. Even got rocks and beard mustaches, rock top fashions. Ain't no change, except the number after the dot on the range. Wait, look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Used to go ill, still took still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your girl praising, mine is blazing. See, you wanna see me on talking the sweetness, take it for weakness and leave quick. Block out.
No call, it can be. Just one day, my day.
Take me to the moon.
Design a mansion, used to be on the block. Biggie up in heaven, looking down on us with pop. Pour some liquor, I'm a puff, daily on a Ciroc. My rollie presidential, down there big as a clock. Ran up in Poppy, see some thigh tees and we gone. At home, screaming the fight song. Javante, Saint Laurent made out of Python. This 40 cal sig with the red dot sights on. Dollar don't miss. Take a walk in my old shoes. Say you wouldn't ball every chance that you get. We living for the moment, makes sense, don't
take
it?
Me to that's the moon. Right.
To the moon, to the moon.
I want top of my head, baby,
oh, yeah.
I'm so in love with the light. Yeah. Don't wake me up,
ooh.
We hit makers with acres, road shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers, gassed off Shaq. Country house, tennis courts, and horseback. Ride and decide and crack crab or lobster. Yeah. Who say mobsters don't prosper? Actors, actors.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Okay, the big beat in the morning. Montreal, my city, 7:49 in the morning. The number one morning show in the country. You know how we do things. What other morning show in the city?
You could have the real Svetlana, the Billboard queen. And you could have Portia kissing. She makes all the chocolate. Suggestive for the kids. Festive. Everything is crazy. It's going down this morning. You know we do Major League in the building. Shout out to my boy OG Marco with the link up. We have future NFL star. The homie is tall as hell, man. He's like a young Deion Sanders. Yeah. He's 6'6 in the building. I know him as Dame Dollar. Some know him as Damon Alford, wide receiver, Syracuse, ACC in the building. How you doing, King?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Your life is very different now. Your life is very different now. Okay, so what part of Montreal are you from? I didn't get no bio, so we're going to learn about you together.
I grew up in Lachine. I've been there most of my life. And then as I got older, I moved to Chattanooga.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you play football
in Montreal? I played at École Secondaire d'Albeville.
Okay.
In Lachine.
Now, I know all the ladies, watch it on YouTube, the shows on YouTube and all that. Why did you choose football opposed to basketball? Because you're 6'6".
Yeah. Well, first off, I started basketball because of my sister. Because I always to be out of practice. I'm like, I want to try it. So I went and try it. And after I was like, you know what? Like, first year of high school, I seen football. The coaches were like, you got potential. So after I was like, all right, let me just try it. And after, as my career progressed, I was just like, let me just stick with football and not focus on basketball as much because of the strain that basketball is putting on my body compared to football.
Yeah. Well, listen, football, you got the PTSD, everything. You got hands that are made out of glue. You catch everything. So what was that transition, that journey going from? Because not many guys, you're one of the first guys I've met that go from playing football in Montreal. Most guys go to the CFL or things of that nature. But few guys go all the way to an ACC team like Syracuse. That's not no BS team. It's a real team.
Yeah.
How did you get recruited to Syracuse?
Well, first, I left home early. So, I was 17 years old when I got, recruited, to leave Canada to go to Florida for 2 years to finish out high school. And after, that's when, I actually realized how, the college, transition is, because I seen, a whole bunch of coaches coming to my games, my practices. I'm like, damn, what is this? After, as I got recruited, I seen, Syracuse, and it's close to home, and I wanted to be close to home because of the fact that I was in Florida for so long and I was getting homesick. So I was just like, let me just choose Syracuse since it's a Power 5 private school with good education. So I'm just like, I was just like, there was no debate about it when it came to making my decision to go there.
How do you deal with the ladies? You're a young man, and you're in a position where I'm sure girls go crazy for you. How do you deal with it? Relationships, do you feel like it'll distract you? How do you go about the girls?
Honestly, when it comes to my approach with women, I don't force it. If it happens, it happens. But I got to be careful who I talk to because it can get dangerous at certain points because they can see the status that I have and want to talk to me just because of that. So, I'm at the point where now I actually have to be really careful compared to when I was back over here. So it's just knowing who I'm talking to before.
How do you differentiate that?
No, we're going to get you security. That's what I mean. We got Big Will. Big Will got some boys out there. I'm a bait. We're going to get you security. But you sound like a real level-headed brother, real humble brother. That's what's... I feel nervous for you. I look at your highlight tapes. I'm like, oh, my God. God, being in Secret Secret is a very small town. So all this part, you're like a god over there. How do you kind of keep your mind level-headed? Because, your stock grew up from last year. So everything about you is up, you know what I mean? If you heard my show before, you know how I feel about the dreads and the dread lookalike. So you got the hairstyle that's in style. And nobody can miss you when you walk in the room. He's 6'6". You can't miss him. You can't miss him. So now you guys made me forget what I was asking him.
You talked about the hairstyle. Yeah. Can't miss him.
I got lost in there.
You got lost. You're like, damn.
I got lost in there. Why did you go so loud?
I want to ask you, coming up now, I have a lot of friends that play in the NFL and the CFL. You're a young man. I have kids your age. So I know from my own standpoint, how do you now differentiate at your age and where you're coming up, the difference that for people that are there for you and the people who aren't there for you?
Well, me is just the people that's been there from the beginning. The people that are coming in my life now, because there's people that were in my life before, but they went away. And after they came back, after they seen that, congratulate me and be like, oh, we're there for you. No, if you need something, come holler at us. But those are people I know already that are fake, because those are stuff my father he prepared me for, because he knew I had the potential to go far. So those are some things if I wasn't prepared for, I'd be blinded to. But the fact that I know it, then I can cut it out before it even happens.
See, your parents raised you well. Shout out to your parents. Because it's very hard to differentiate. You know, you have people that are, came up with you, mm-hmm. you know, and then will stab you in the back later on, but that's a whole other story. But the fact that you can differentiate those things now is very important. But like you, your parents obviously raised you so well yeah. to know to be careful now at the status that you're at and where you're at. So just keep your focus on
yeah.
and just move forward. Go for the end goal. Because like I always tell my kids, women will always come, but the right one will come at the right moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't worry about yeah, it. The
right
women right. are going to be there. You're going to find wifey.
You're right
so right
that.
Now, let all the little girls come around and be like, oh my God, he's so amazing. Take it all in.
Yeah.
Do you. Don't focus on that. Just continue to focus on what you're focusing on. But I'm sure your parents already told you that.
Yeah man, you gotta get these numbers up. You gotta get these numbers up. Okay, so we're gonna play this game with you. We're trying to get to know you a little bit. Push, you got it in front of you there?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh man. So I should have sent it to just for last what are we gonna play this morning? This or that?
I have a what you rather.
Okay, you want to get deep?
Would you rather?
He's like, I seen this on TikTok, you young guy.
Okay, would you rather be in jail for 5 years or a coma for a decade?
That's a hard question, but I'd be in jail for 5 years.
Yeah,
I'll
too.
Take that, yeah. Decade's too long. Decade's too long. You miss on too much.
Would you rather have universal respect or unlimited power?
That's a good one.
Universal respect.
Yeah. Smart yeah. answer.
Yeah.
You're a smart dude, man.
He's very smart.
What's your background?
I'm Vinci and Condition.
Vinci and Condition. Well, we have to go where Condition is. Where's Condition?
Yeah. Condition. It's St. Kitts and Nevis.
Oh, St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah.
Oh, my godmother's from St. Kitts and Nevis. That's what's up. You got good people, man. You in there? You never heard nobody say nothing bad about people from St. Kitts and Nevis.
I know.
Yo, y'all as quiet as hell. Something's going on over there. They're hiding gold over there. Vibranium is hidden over there. But that's what's up.
The next one is like the ladies can have a visual, mental visual of this. Would you rather swim in a pool of Nutella or maple syrup?
Regardless if I swim in it, I'm struggling, but I swim Nutella.
You seem like a Nutella man still. Yeah, you seem like a Nutella man.
Yeah, Nutella.
Okay. Alright. Would you rather have Beyonce's talent or Jay-Z's business acronym?
Jay-Z's business.
For sure. Oh, I just lost it, Easy.
Oh, you lost it? Okay, hold on. Let me give him a this or that question. We're going to get deep. We're going to mess up your sponsorship bag here.
Nah.
Save 100 strangers or one loved one? Where's your heart at? 100 strangers or one loved one? It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. I'm a people of the community, so I'd have to go with 100 people.
Go with 100. You know, you know what? I'll deal with the hurt. Yes, Marco, he's not going to save you. Yeah, you're having a lot of comment over there. Well, you want to grab a mic? Are you more logic or emotion? This or that? Logic or emotion? You got to pick one.
Emotion, I guess.
Okay. Oh,
let's see. Honest. Most people say logic just to sound
Porsche good. Is like, he must be a Scorpio. You a big Drake fan?
Not really.
No, you're crazy. No, that's not the show for you.
Shut his mic off.
No, this 1,000%. This is a Drake show.
I mostly listen to French music, that's why.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Listen, man. You about to get some LFL money, so you be flying G4 in no time. Don't worry about that. Skill or popularity?
Seal.
Okay, that's what's up. Hero or anti-hero?
Hero.
This one's a tough one. Painful truth or comforting lie?
Painful truth.
So, Lana, which one will you pick? I asked you that question, Lana.
Yeah, painful truth.
Did we do this one with you?
Yeah, you did it. And I was I'm very logical. I stepped away from my emotions when I was your age. But you learn from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking this last one. Pause time or rewind time?
Pause time.
Okay,
well, I need rewind time.
Listen, Dame Dollar, I like the cut of your jib, brother. I like you moving. I was a little bit nervous. I said, I know what the young celebrity athletes are like, but if more guys are like you, we're in a good place, man.
Yeah.
Do you feel, last question I want to ask you, do you feel added pressure coming from Montreal? Did it give you a hard time? Because I know on the basketball side, a lot of guys, when they go from Canada to playing in the States, there's a little bit of hate and all that. Did it give you a hard time when you crossed over?
The pressure was in high school when I went to Florida. The pressure didn't really come in Syracuse because I was already there. But, like, Florida was, like, as soon as I left, it was, like, on the field right away. Boom, you're on the field practicing. I didn't know nothing. They put me in 7-on-7s. I never did that in my life, and I was just like,
I still don't know what that is. I'm trying to figure out. Football is mad, yo. Yeah. You guys are really smart.
Yeah.
The playbook is deep.
Yeah.
There's like a million different teams. Like, yo, it's crazy. Like, and there's like, you're on a team of 54 other people.
Yeah.
Basketball
is
only 14 guys.
Yeah.
There's 54 guys in your locker room. What makes you nice? And you start. Yeah. So you have, what, three different guys that want your position at all times.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you guys are on the same team.
Basically, yeah.
Man, your mental health must be all over the place. It's crazy. So how do you deal with the pressure mentally? Because a lot of athletes are having, you know, a lot of pro teams now have clinical, there's all kind of terms on there, psychologists,
yeah,
therapists.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, yeah.
So are you starting to see that? Because you're at a big school, ACC, Syracuse. Do you guys have that as well?
We have the access to it, but that's not something I really, like, use. I mostly, like, rely back on people back home to talk to them. Like, when I'm going through stuff and, like, I'm in my room and I'm just, like, I need to talk to somebody, I call them. Like, for example, I call Jamarco if I need to talk to him, if I just need to clear my head and get myself away from the football and the school and everything like that.
But where did you get that? Where did you get that from, you know, the fact that you recognize when you're down, like, okay, I need to reach out to somebody. Is that some of your parents instilled in you, or just over time, like, okay, this is the way I best cope when I'm feeling down?
It's just the way I cope with it. Because, like, I don't always want to, like, I'm not the type to, like, speak about my emotions like that to, like, just people that I don't know. Mm-hmm. So if I go to talk to people I know and they know me for years, then it's easier for me to express myself.
Okay, well, Dame Dollar, Syracuse, very wide receiver, smart, look out for him. Very smart, man. Yeah, your parents did a great job with you, yeah. I feel bad for some of y'all. Ain't nobody getting money from this guy. Ain't nobody getting the cut. I'm telling you. Listen, I gave you guys insight. Hopefully, I'll have you back after, you know, you pass the draft. Come back anytime you want. And
definitely.
You're home for the summer?
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll take you out to some barbecues and stuff like that, man.
Sounds
you
good.
You know, because, you know, I got to bring Porsche to some Syracuse games. Syracuse is a beautiful town. Beautiful town. Yo, yeah. The Taylor Port's over there in the States. $8 US. Have you got Taylor Port?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold on before you cut to it. He's in college. He's